Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour or so, I shall be reading to you about the goings-on in our area from the various sources, newspapers, daily newspapers, weekly newspapers, and what have you. We include in those the Arts and Living section of last Sunday's News and Observer and the current issue of the Independent Weekly, as well as the current weekend section of the News and Observer. Let's start with the, since it is the Christmas holiday season, we have various tree lighting ceremonies scheduled for the next few days. December 2nd, at the depot on Salem Street in Apex at from 5 to 9 p.m., there will be a tree lighting presented by the Apex Downtown Business Association, and the event will feature the lighting by Mayor Keith Weatherly and Santa, Christmas carols and sleigh rides, and ticket sales for carriage and sleigh rides begin at 4 p.m. That's December 2nd, Friday, downtown Apex from 5 until 9 p.m. Heart of the Holidays, all day December 3rd at various spots in Cary. They include sledding at Fred G. Pond Metro Park's Winter Wonderland. Pre-registration is required for that. Santa's Workshop at the Herbert C. Young Community Center. Old Time Winter Festival, sponsored by the Heart of Cary Association, and Gingerbread House Competition in the streets of downtown, and a holiday open house at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. At 6 p.m., and once again this is on Saturday, December 3rd, at 6 p.m., the official tree lighting ceremony will be at Town Hall. It's a Wonderful Life. It will be performed by the Cary Players at the new Cary Arts Center in downtown Cary. For more information, go to townofcary.org or call 469-4061. The tree lighting and open house at the state capitol will take place on December 8th from 5 until 7:30 p.m. Governor Beverly Perdue and First Gentleman Bob Evans light the Christmas tree, music by the Raleigh Concert Band and Raleigh Boys Choir. Cookies and hot chocolate tours of the decorated capitol and Santa. Four food trucks will be open for business. That's December the 8th, 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the state capitol. And in Holly Springs on December 9th from 6 until 8 p.m., Main Street Christmas will take place. Features visits with Santa, stories with Mrs. Claus, hayrides, live entertainment, and the town tree lighting ceremony. All of that is free of charge. Breakfast with Santa at 8 a.m. to noon on December 3rd includes a breakfast buffet, photos with Santa and crafts at the Mount Bethel Presbyterian Church at 3541 Rose of Sharon in Durham. That's Saturday, December 3rd at 8 a.m. to noon. And there'll be a benefit concert on Saturday, December 3rd in the South Ballroom, 614 Northwest Street in Raleigh. That'll be from 6 p.m. From noon until 6 p.m. on Saturday, December 3rd. Give to the Live Guitar Studios concert will benefit the North Carolina Food Bank. All money and food collection will go to the charity. Includes 63 students and 10 bands. That's the benefit concert from noon until 6 p.m. on Saturday, December 3rd at the Southland Ballroom, 614 Northwest Street in Raleigh. A tree trimming will take place on December 5th from 6 to 8 p.m., ornament making, holiday goodies, pictures with Santa, and tree lighting at 6 p.m., WakeMed Raleigh Campus Courtyard, 3000 New Bern Avenue in Raleigh. You can also give the gift of a light or a star in support of the WakeMed Foundation by calling 350-7656. That's a tree trimming at WakeMed Raleigh Campus on December 5th from 6 until 8 p.m. Food drive stroller strides of Midtown Raleigh classes are free from Monday through Wednesday with donation of at least two non-perishable food items per person. Items will be donated to the food pantry at the Raleigh Rescue Mission. The schedule is 9 a.m. Monday and Wednesday, North Hills Mall, 10 a.m. Monday and Wednesday at Shelley Lake. And at 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday at the North Carolina Museum of Art. And we have several performances of the Nutcracker on the schedule in various parts of our area. The Nutcracker Dances, presented by the Infinity Ballet Theater, will take place on Saturday, December 3rd, and Sunday, December 4th, at the Haley or Hall, H-A-L-E, Cultural Arts Center, at 237 North Salem Street in Apex. That's Saturday, December 3rd, Sunday, December 4th, at the Hall Cultural Arts Center in downtown Apex. The City Ballet presents the 19th annual performance of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet, featuring more than 100 young dance students alongside Carolina Ballet guest artists Alicia Fabry, Marcello Martinez, and Nikolai Smirnov. That will be on December 9th at 7 p.m. and on December 10th at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Those performances will take place at the North Carolina State University Stewart Theater at 2610 Cates Avenue in Raleigh. And the third Nutcracker Ballet will be performed by the Carolina Ballet, which presents its new production at the Durham Performing Arts Center on December 10th and 11th, and then December 16th, that'll be in the Performing Arts Center on December 10th and 11th, at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium from December 16th through the 24th. For information, call 719-0900. Or go to carolinaballet.com. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, presented by the Concert Dancers of Raleigh, will take place at 4 p.m. on December 11th at the Jones Auditorium at Meredith College. Meredith College is located at 3800 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. That's 4 p.m. December 11th at the Jones Auditorium at Meredith College, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. A Very Carrie Christmas, presented by Carrie Ballet Company and the 3D Project, will take place on December 16th at 7 p.m. and on December 17th at 10:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. at the Carrie Art Center, 101 Dry Avenue, downtown Carrie. A Very Carrie Christmas, December 16th at 7 p.m. and December 17th from 10 a.m. At 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Moravian Candle Tea Music and the Tradition Moravian Treats will take place on December 3rd from 2 to 6 p.m. at 1816 Ridge Road in Raleigh. For more information, call 787-4034 or go to RaleighMoravian.org. The Lee County Community Orchestra, with a chorus, will appear at the Lee County Arts and Community Center on December 3rd at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. The Lee County Community Arts Center is located at 507 North Steel Street in Sanford. The Wesley Foundation will host its 46th annual open sing of Handel's Messiah at 7 p.m. on December 3rd. This is free and open to all members of the community. Daniel Steiner, Director of Music of Chapel Hills Christ UMC, will be this year's guest conductor at the musical celebration. Soloists Scott McLeod, Karen Friedman, Lita Scierce, and Wade Henderson will also perform, along with an orchestra and other instrumentalists from the local community and from UNC Chapel Hill. That will be at the United Methodist Campus Ministry, UNC Chapel Hill, 214 Pittsboro Street in Chapel Hill. For more information, call Laura Gallo at 942-2152. And once again, that's on Saturday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. And on Sunday, December 4th at 2 p.m., the Raleigh Concert Band will be performing at the Performing Arts Center in Garner. And that facility is located at 742 West Garner Road. That's December 4th at 2 p.m. For information, go to www.thercb.org. And Meredith College Winterfest concerts featuring Meredith Chorus, Chorale, and Sinfonietta will take place on Sunday, December 4th, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. That's the admission is free. It's in the Jones Auditorium. And once again, Meredith College is located at 3800 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. And let's go to what's going on with the North Carolina Symphony. The North Carolina Symphony brings holiday music to five Eastern Carolina communities. Kinston on December the 9th, Roanoke Rapids on December 10th, Wilmington on December 13th, Tarboro on December 14th, and New Bern on December 15th. The North Carolina Symphony brings beloved holiday music to these communities beginning, as I said before, on December 9th. The tour is part of a tradition that has become a favorite across the state, the orchestra's annual Holiday Pops Concerts. The performances led by resident conductor William Henry Curry take place in Kinston at the Kinston High School Performing Arts Center on December 9th at 8 p.m., in Roanoke Rapids at the Roanoke Rapids Theater on Saturday, December 10th at 8 p.m., in Wilmington at UNC Wilmington Keenan Auditorium on Tuesday, December 13th at 8 p.m., in Tarboro at the Keenan Auditorium on Wednesday, December 14th at 8 p.m., and in New Bern at the New Bern Riverfront Convention Center on Thursday, December 15th at 7:30 p.m. The state's premier orchestra will present treasured celebrations of the season, beginning with a brassy take on an old favorite, Hark the Herald Trumpets Sing, and music from Tchaikovsky's first symphony, nicknamed Winter Dreams. And the North Carolina Symphony also presents 'Twas the Night Before Christmas on December 22nd. The symphony will offer a triangle audience as a joyous musical celebration of the holidays just in time for Christmas. Maestro William Henry Curry leads the orchestra in 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and that will be at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. That will be on Thursday, December 22nd at 7:30 p.m. The Capital City Girls Choir, along with North Carolina Symphony's North Carolina singers Brandy Q. Hancock and Jason McKinney, bring vocal power to a program of holiday favorites, including The Little Drummer Boy, The 12 Days of Christmas, Baby It's Cold Outside, choral selections from The Nutcracker, Handel's Messiah, and Prokofiev's Winter Bonfire, and much more. Headlining the program is WRAL anchor David Crabtree's reading, accompanied by the orchestra, of the winter classic, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Once again, that's on Thursday, December 22nd, at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh. For tickets, you can visit the North Carolina Symphony website at ncsymphony.org. Or call North Carolina Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 1-877-627-6724. And looking a little farther out into December, the North Carolina Symphony offers a classical New Year's with a twist. The North Carolina Symphony continues its annual tradition this December 31st. With a year-ending concert spectacle to usher in the new year with style. But this year's concert, entitled New Year's in Vienna, conducted by music director Grant Llewellyn and featuring celebrated soprano Sari Gruber, comes with a little twist, a cheerful nod to one of the music world's grandest tradition. The concert takes place at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts at December 31st at 8 p.m. For ticket information, once again, visit the North Carolina Symphony's website at ncsymphony.org or call audience services at 919-733-2750, toll free 1-877-627-6724. That is New Year's Eve, December 31st, starting at 8 p.m. And here are some announcements from the Pine Cone Traditional Review, a news from Pine Cone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music. Pine Cone and Arts Closure presents Gypsy Roots, Friday, December 31st, 7, 8, 9, and 10 p.m., part of First Night Raleigh. It's being performed at a new venue, the Church of Good Shepherd at 124 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. Gypsy Roots, taking place on December 31st, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 10 o'clock in the evening at the Church of Good Shepherd at 121 Hillsborough Street in downtown Raleigh, and that is all part of the First Night Raleigh celebration. And Pine Cone and the North Carolina Museum of History present the Mostly Mountain Boys. They are Paul Brown, Terry McMurray, and John Schwab on Sunday, December 11th at 3 p.m. This is part of the Music of the Carolinas series. It will take place in Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History at 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh. These performances are free and open to the public. That's once again the Mostly Mountain Boys on Sunday, December 31st, in the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History. And, of course, the Pine Cone Sessions Spotlight. We have three regularly performed events that take place and sponsored by Pine Cone. Irish Music Session on Sunday, December 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tiernanog at 218 South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Tiernanog and Pine Cone co-sponsor an open Irish-style session coordinated by Charlie Muse every Sunday. The session meets either in back or left of pub, in the back or left of the pub, near the fireplace, or in the cottage room on the right side. Once again, that's the Irish Music Session on Sunday, December 4th, 11th, 18th, 25th. That's Christmas Day. I guess they're open from 3 until 6 p.m. Shape Note Sing takes place. They will not meet this month because the fourth Sunday, which is normally the Sunday they meet on, is Christmas Day, and the group will not meet. But the Shape Note Sing is typically held the fourth Sunday of each month. Shape Note Singing is for everyone. Beginners and experienced singers are welcome. Music is available for anyone who doesn't have a book. For more information, please call Linda Hamburger at 919-233-4630. Bluegrass Jam takes place on Monday, December 12th and 26th at the Busy Bee Cafe in 225 Wilmington Street in Raleigh from 7 until 10 p.m., December 12th and 26th. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along or just listen and observe. Bluegrass Jam, Monday, December 12th and 26th at the Busy Bee Cafe on 225 South Wilmington Street in downtown Raleigh. Duke Performances, which takes place at Duke University in Durham, Friday, December 2nd, will feature the Carolina Chocolate Drops, the Grammy-winning string band, on Friday, December 2nd at 8 p.m. in the Page Auditorium. Carolina Chocolate Drops, Friday, December 2nd. And on Saturday, December 3rd, in the Page Auditorium as well, Andre Watts. Andre Watts is a great pianist, and it'll be an all-lists program. That is Saturday, December 3rd, 8 p.m. in the Page Auditorium. For ticket information, call 919-684-4444 or go to DukePerformances.org. And if you're in the mood for a Christmas musical, The musical version of A Christmas Story is currently being performed at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. The show runs through December the 4th. It got a very good review in the News and Observer this past week. It's the musical version of the famous movie, A Christmas Story, the subtitle being Ralphie Rides Again. The most popular Christmas movie of all time is a big, new, fun, spectacular holiday musical. Single tickets are now on sale. Call 1-800-745-3000. That's at the Progress Energy Center for Performing Arts Memorial Auditorium. And for you museum goers, the Genghis Khan exhibition is currently open at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh. The museum is located at the corner of Jones and Salisbury Streets. Genghis Khan, the exhibition now open, North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, located at the corner of Jones and Salisbury Streets in downtown Raleigh. For information, go to naturalsciences.org. In Holly Springs, the town of Holly Springs Parks and Recreation Cultural Center will have Tom Wopert in concert on Saturday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. He is a star of TV, film, and Broadway, and the performance will celebrate the 5th anniversary of the Holly Springs Cultural Center. Tickets are $30, and information can be obtained by calling 919-567-4000. That's the Tom Wopert in concert at the Holly Springs Parks and Recreation Cultural Center in Holly Springs. The Raleigh Little Theater is presenting Cinderella, its annual holiday musical, which the whole family will enjoy. Those performances will be from December 9th through the 18th at the Raleigh Little Theater. For information, call 821-3111. That's area code 919. Or go to RaleighLittleTheater.org. And as we've been telling you for a couple of weeks now, Ira David Wood is returning in his great role of Scrooge in the Christmas Carol, in A Christmas Carol. The performances will take place on December 3rd and 4th at the Durham Performing Arts Center, and on December 8th to the 14th at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. For information regarding the performances in Durham, call 919-680-ARTS, A-R-T-S, and for Raleigh, call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000. This is the 37th annual performance of A Christmas Carol and features the return of Ira David Wood, who, of course, last year missed his performance because of surgery that he was undergoing. But he'll be back, and he'll be great as usual. Scandinavian Christmas Fair will take place on Saturday, December 3rd at the on the North Carolina State Fairgrounds in the Holzhauser Building, Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Traditional crafts and food, Nordic imports, Christmas decorations, children's activities, folk costume show, traditional folk dancing, and live Scandinavian musical. Scandinavian Christmas Fair, Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Holzhauser Building on the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. The cost of admission for adults is $7. Children under the age of 13 will be admitted free. And on Friday, December 2nd, and on Saturday, December 3rd, the North Carolina Symphony will feature Mahler's Fourth Symphony, and that'll take place at the Maimondi Concert Hall, Friday, December 2nd, and on Saturday, December 3rd, at 8 p.m. The North Carolina Symphony performing Mahler's Fourth Symphony. The Raleigh Ringers will perform a holiday concert on Saturday, December 3rd, and on Sunday, December 11th, at the in the Maimondi Concert Hall. Special guests will be Raleigh Civic Chamber Orchestra, the Raleigh Ringers, Saturday, December 10th at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and on Sunday, December 11th at 3 p.m. in Maimondi Concert Hall, with special guest the Raleigh Civic Chamber Music. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster and the Progress Energy Center box office. Saturday, December 3rd, Sunday, December, Saturday, December 10th, Sunday, December 11th, the Raleigh Ringers. And from December 7th through the 11th at the RBC Center, Disney on Ice, featuring their Dare to Dream performance, will be performing at the RBC Center from December 7th through the 11th. Regular ticket prices are $16, $25, and $40. That's for the weekday. And for the weekend, it's $45. For ringside seats during the week, it's $52. And for ringside seats on the weekend, $57. That's Disney on Ice, Dare to Dream, from December 7th through the 11th at the RBC Center. For information, go to DisneyOnIce.com or call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000. The 61st Annual Raleigh Antiques Extravaganza will take place on the North Carolina State Fairgrounds in the Jim Graham Building on Friday, December 9th, Saturday, December 10th, and on Sunday, December 11th. Over 200 booths with quality dealers will be there. Parking is free. The admission is $6.50. Children 12 and under will be admitted free. That's Friday, December 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, December 10th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday, December 11th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The 61st Raleigh Antiques Extravaganza, North Carolina State Fairgrounds, in the Jim Graham Building. And the Rembrandt exhibition continues in Raleigh at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Rembrandt, the biggest name in the world, in the art world, is now in Raleigh for a limited time. Rembrandt in America is organized by the North Carolina Museum of Art, the Cleveland Museum of Art, and the Minneapolis Institute of Arts. The exhibition is supported by an indemnity from the Federal Council on the Arts and Humanities. Rembrandt in America at the North Carolina Museum of Art in the East Building at the Maimondi Exhibition Gallery. For ticket information, call 919-715-5923 or ncartmuseum.org/Rembrandt. And more Christmas goings on. European Christmas Market open house this Saturday, December 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Saints Cyril and Methodius Byzantine Catholic Church on Piney Plains Road in Cary. It'll feature the Little German Band from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Slavic dinners, homemade gifts, ornaments, and etc. New Christmas linens, that's Saturday, December 3rd, at the St. Cyril Methodist Byzantine, Methodius Byzantine Catholic Church. We've run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jerry Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time, and thank you for listening.